The city of Petersburg is long considered a move for the electric utility for a variety of reasons. It includes safety concerns, a lack of parking and shelter for expensive utility trucks, the condition of the existing buildings, and the need for room to add some additional diesel capacity. In the past year, Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson has been working on a proposal to phase in the move, starting with just the headquarters building on Nordic and Haugen. Nelson gave the city council a list of reasons for the headquarters move Monday night that included aesthetics and safety.
If you're coming down Haugen to turn left, you can't see around the building if you stay out of the pedestrian lane. You have to get into the pedestrian lane in order to be able to see into that blind spot and turn the corner. That is dangerous. I've almost been hit twice myself because I walk across there a lot. Of course, it improves the downtown aesthetics. We're being somewhat criticized right now for running the diesels during Little Norway days.
The existing building is the oldest one the city owns. It's not handicapped accessible. It has asbestos. It has little parking for staff, trucks, or visitors. Nelson said the conditions for the 12 people that work there are poor. It's not insulated, and it's cold and drafty in the winter, and it has lead joints in the water pipes and doesn't have approved fire exits. Nelson presented the council with three options for the move to Scow Bay. The city could build a new wood-framed structure for $3.2 million. It could buy a pre-designed metal building for just under $3.2 million, or it could purchase an existing Scow Bay warehouse that's coming up for sale and renovate it for about $2.7 million. Nelson's top recommendation was buying the 10-year-old building, which now sits on land adjacent to the city's existing property at Scow Bay.
It's a larger building than what we were anticipating, although it would certainly speak to future needs. It includes land, which the others don't, and I would have to say that it's kind of a tight fit on the existing land. So it would give us more parking, and it also consolidates. We have a rather odd piece of land out there, and this purchase would consolidate the land that we've got, even up the boundaries.
Nelson's new proposal costs far less than the original plan he presented last August, which was estimated at $4.5 million. With nearly $6 million in reserve savings, the utility could pay for all or almost all of the project with cash and still have enough in reserves, according to Nelson. But the plan still met with opposition from several councilors, like Melinda Hofstad, who did not want Nelson to spend reserves on a new building.
You have a sizable reserve, which is great. And I think you need it. And this is why I think you need it, because you've got $2.5 million that you've told me before that you have to have for self-insurance for the turbines and things that we can't insure. And I think that given what's happened in Juneau, we absolutely have to have a good amount in reserve above and beyond that in case we had a really major disaster.
Some councilors expressed support for the idea of moving the building, but they thought the timing was bad, citing poor economic conditions in town. Councilor John Haverlick worried about the appearance of such a move to the public.
Yeah, and this is nothing against your staff, because they're the probably some of the highest trained people, if not the highest trained people on the city staff. But they're the highest paid. And if we say people moving, you know, getting a new building or a building, moving out of an older one that are really well paid, and I've got people losing their home and can't afford their rents. That's why I'm conflicted.
Councilor Bob Nilsson told Nelson he might be willing to support the idea in the future after Power and Light has finished some of its other infrastructure upgrades.
Yeah, when you get, you're wiring up the PAR like you told us that you had to do, and more transformers and stuff, and you get those lines in, I would probably support you in your new building down the line with a couple of years. I'd probably be glad to do it. But at the present time, I think it's time to stand still a little bit.
But Councilor Dan Hickman was comfortable with the plan now and thought it was time to move ahead.
I don't think a new facility is an issue. I'd like to see it maybe done in phases where we just buy the building if we can work out a deal. If the council will agree to that and a majority vote and get the building. We'll worry about building offices and things like that later and get the equipment undercover and protect what we have.
The safety issue was a key concern for Councilor Ed Sarf, who was also ready to get rid of the old downtown building on the corner.
The building is a problem. And also getting it out there, sometime we're going to have to do it. And, there's always going to be a time when it's, we've been trying to build some of these things for the last 100 years, but they never seem to happen. and is never a good time. So I'm voting for it, or will vote for it.
And Mayor Al Dwyer also seemed willing to support the move as long as he was convinced the utility would have an adequate amount of money left in reserves for other needs.
I go up there an awful lot for different reasons, and it's hard to get to. And it's antiquated. It's not up to code. It is a tough place to work. It's got a lot of things wrong with it. It blocks the con of view. I'd like to see how it would fit into your budget with all these other things you got on your plate, how it would fit in.
The six councillors present appeared to be evenly split on the idea. Councillor Mark Jensen was out of town. Dwyer suggested putting the issue on the council's agenda a couple of months from now, when staff could come up with some numbers to show whether the utility could afford to make the move and still cover the costs of other projects in the works. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.